in order to do that.
Not cherry.
Brothers and sisters, and friends, and I see some enemies.
I'm back! Ghetto Thoughts 2010. Celestia did it again. Revolutionary black rap music. I'm the only one that can do it.
I don't play no games, won't say no names. Destruction of the rap game, punk, you're to blame. Style sound the same, think you spitting flames. When it comes to black people, you won't say a thing. Just how your chain bling, or how your ride arranged. Your brain needs crucial information for drastic change. Sell your soul for fame, what a damn shame. Thought the gimmicks you sell should've used your own brain. I make the ladies sing the blues for all my folks. Back in 1874, hanging from the rope. Never let you forget what my people went through. From 2010 back to 1442. Hey, Asante Way, Queen Nzinga, Shaka Zulu. John Henry Clark, Asa Hilliard, Mutulu. Shea Canta D.I., revolutionary hip-hop. Won't stop till all the house niggas drop.
Never flip-flop. You know? Yeah.
I got my own thing, my ding-a-lang swang. Born an African king, last one standing in the ring. Life's a trippy thing, went from a man to a fiend. Lost it all to cream, it don't cost none to dream. Hard as it may seem, yourself, you gotta believe. Get off your ass in this world if you plan to achieve. Motivated by green, no, not me. I'm into opening up people's eyes who can't see. Light never follows darkness, it's the other way around. Too bad you weren't taught this. Your soul would be in bliss instead of drowning in a puddle of piss. Crippled by your own ignorance. 5-0 hit, jump the fence, pull list to pay the rent. To my God, I hope I'm heaven sent. Rather be than without a full clip on the strip where brothers die. Don't wanna be another homicide, tell me why.
Uhuru! Welcome to Reparations in Action, the show produced by the African People Solidarity Committee on Uhuru Radio, the online voice of the International African Revolution. The music was from San Francisco-based poet and activist Selassie, called You're to Blame, and Selassie will be performing at the Oakland Day in Solidarity with African People coming up just 2 weeks from today on Sunday, September 19th. My name is Wendy Snyder. I'm the local organizer in Oakland, California for the African People Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Today we'll be discussing events on the West Coast for a day in solidarity with African people taking place in San Diego and in Oakland as part of the Campaign for Reparations in Action. We always want to start by expressing our appreciation to the African People Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement for giving us this time on Uhuru Radio to discuss our work and to talk with you. The African People Solidarity Committee was created as a way to organize white solidarity, political and material solidarity that's principled, no strings attached, and is solidarity with the worldwide struggle of African people for liberation under the leadership of the African People Socialist Party. So we're in the middle of a very exciting campaign called Reparations in Action, where we are out on the streets, we're holding house events, movie nights, we're talking to North Americans who come to our food booths at the farmers markets and festivals about actively participating in the work of reparations, of supporting the campaigns and programs of the Uhuru Movement. The theme of the events this year are Beyond Obama, Seeking Real Solutions to the Growing Racial Divide in the United States. So this campaign is a way to activate and mobilize the white community to take responsibility for this racial divide, to support self-sustaining African community programs in the U.S. The work of Reparations in Action includes the work we are doing to reach out and organize the people to actually come to the events, and also to take what is called the Pledge of Solidarity and to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And you can find out more about all these things at www.uhurusolidarity.org. The Reparations in Action campaign also includes the work of Uhuru Pies, which is a holiday fundraiser that in Oakland is entering its 30th year. It's a very exciting campaign and involves hundreds of people in the baking and selling of several thousand delicious pies throughout the Bay Area. And these pies, the fundraiser supports the programs of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, also known as APEDF. The work of Reparations in Action also includes the Uhuru Online Auction, which is also in November and is a national fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund, and really gives the people the ability everywhere to donate and support the economic development work of APEDF. So this campaign, Reparations in Action, is going to carry us into our African People Solidarity Committee National Conference in St. Petersburg, Florida. And we're calling on you, we're calling on white people listening right now to plan to come to not only the events in the fall, but also to come out to Florida, to St. Petersburg, Florida, where the international office, the headquarters of the African People Socialist Party is located, and to come out in January of 2011, where we will come together from all over the U.S. and strengthen this movement for genuine revolutionary solidarity from the white community for African liberation. So today we're going to focus, talk about the campaign for Reparations in Action and the work to raise $10,000 through pledges of solidarity from the white community for the Uhuru Movement programs. And so, just like I mentioned before, we're inviting you, we're calling on you to participate. In fact, by going to uhurusolidarity.org, you can do just that. We're going to have on the program some of the soundtrack from a video called Solidarity with African Liberation that was produced for the Day in Solidarity with African People events. And this video was produced by Uhuru Solidarity Movement members Kristen Gordon out of Chicago, who is actually engineering this show today, and Harris Daniels out of Philadelphia, along with comrades from around the U.S. who had a hand in gathering the footage and recording the voiceovers. We will be showing this video at the events in San Diego, Oakland, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Philadelphia, and you will have an opportunity to view and show this video to your friends and family, to hold a gathering in your town as a means to win support from North Americans, to take this pledge of solidarity, to make a contribution, and to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. So after listening to an excerpt from the video, we're going to take a look at the Alameda County, which is where Oakland is located in Alameda County, Department of Health, that just came out with another report on the impact. This one is on the impact of foreclosures on the health of the African and Latino communities. And we'll also give a little update on the situation in Oakland regarding the police terror, police containment, some of the events that are taking place leading up to the sentencing of the ex-BART cop, Meserly, who killed Oscar Grant, as many people know about that campaign. Finally, we're going to hear from Uhuru Solidarity Movement organizer Wendy Craig in San Diego. This is another Wendy. This is the Wendy of the South, and she has done incredible work to build the first African People Solidarity Day event in San Diego, and we're really excited to be talking to her and all the work that's been done to build the event for taking place on Thursday, September 16th. So let's go ahead and listen to the soundtrack of the video, Solidarity with African Liberation.
Where is the outcry? Where is the voice of the day? Where is the voice of the people?
Everywhere we look today, we see two realities: wealth, happiness, opportunity, and affluence for the majority of white people,
and misery, poverty, hopelessness, and police containment, terror, brutality, and murder for African people inside the U.S. and around the world, as well as oppressed peoples everywhere.
We are looking at what Obama calls a, quote, post-racial America, which is an absurd notion. As everyone with eyes can see, these conditions are not the result of racism. This is colonialism, pure and simple, right in our own backyards.
Even as Obama is escalating the wars around the world, he is intensifying the war against African people right here.
Recognizing this challenges us to look at the world through the eyes of African and other oppressed peoples who are struggling for national liberation inside this country and around the world, to overturn these colonial conditions and build a society based on justice and liberation for all peoples.
The understandings put forth in this video are based on the theory of African internationalism, developed by Chairman Amala Yeshitela, Chairman of the African Socialist International, and founder of the Uhuru Movement.
This is a call to white people to look at this reality and take a stand. We see these contradictions everywhere around us, and to participate in solving these problems, we must work under the leadership of the organized resistance of African working people, represented by the African People's Socialist Party and the entire Uhuru Movement. And the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is our organization.
The U.S. is escalating colonial wars of occupation around the world.
The colonial wars include covert wars throughout the world and the development of AFRICOM, the U.S. African Command.
The United States and Europe are built on wars, slavery, genocide, and colonialism. With stolen land from the indigenous peoples of North and South America, the stolen resources from Africa, and the stolen labor of African people.
All right, Uhuru, you were just listening to Solidarity with African Liberation, which is a video that's being shown all over the country as part of our campaign for reparations in action and a day in solidarity with African people. The video presents powerful images of this undeniable reality that African people face right here, from the police violence to the dire poverty, and it shows the parallels with the U.S. wars, colonial wars being carried out around the world. And as I stated earlier, you will have the opportunity to see this video if you attend one of the events for A Day in Solidarity with African People, and they're being held in San Diego, California, Oakland, California, St. Petersburg, Florida, Philadelphia, PA, and there are also events being planned in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miami, Florida, and other places. We recently had someone join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement who's living in New Zealand, and I believe that could be a possible gathering place for showing this video as well. So again, the Reparations in Action campaign represents a commitment on our part to take a public stand supporting the right of the African working class community to organize and resist the war coming down every day, and to build self-sustaining economic development programs. So we see everything crumbling around us. We see an imperialist economy that is collapsing. And as we see this, we really have learned from the Uhuru Movement that the attacks on the African community are rising. I mean, we can see it in the papers. We can see the police violence. And the Uhuru Movement has experienced attacks on its members also, including the attack on the international organizer Diop Olugbala and the sons of Chairman Amala Yeshitela through police containment, through the attack on the right to free speech. And this is the time when, as white people, we have to stand on the front lines of solidarity to stop the brutal war on the African community. And the Uhuru Movement operates on many different fronts. It's in London, it's in other cities in England, where African people face conditions that are very similar to those in the U.S. It's in Sierra Leone, where the world's most precious and expensive diamonds are torn out of the ground, literally under the homes of African people. They're stolen by the U.S. and other countries and benefit the white world. So this movement of African people to gain control of their land and resources, to gain control of their destiny, of their livelihood, it's only funded through community support from people like us, from you, from people out there like yourself. So we need you to go online right now to uhurusolidarity.org and take the pledge of solidarity. And I'd just like to take a couple seconds to read this pledge of solidarity. This is something that we're taking out on the street, on our clipboards. We're getting people to read it, to sign it, and to give a minimum pledge of $10. The Pledge of Solidarity. I am opposed to the brutal war carried out against African people in the U.S. in the form of police violence, massive imprisonment, the foreclosures, ongoing poverty, and unemployment. I stand in solidarity with the worldwide struggle of African people to challenge this war and build free and independent self-determination programs. I am making a pledge to support the grassroots programs of the Uhuru movement. So that's the pledge, and for a minimum contribution of $10, you will receive a beautiful, colorful button that reads, "I support justice and liberation for African people." People love the buttons. I just had the experience of going to a street party called Art Murmur in Oakland, where I just met dozens of people that were excited to hear about a day in solidarity with African people. And I was able to get many people to sign the pledge. And also, several people did get the button. And one woman said, "Yes, I will proudly wear this badge." And I think that many people are out there who want to do that. So don't forget to go online. UhuruSolidarity.org. Take the pledge today. So now we're going to turn to the local situation in Oakland. In Oakland right now, we find the mayoral candidates who are running for election in November, essentially running on platforms of police containment, and we're taking a look at the Green Party candidate's platform, which seems to challenge somewhat some of the policies of police terror that have come down in Oakland. Notoriously, Oakland is the place that gave birth to the Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party was born, rather, in Oakland. And it did give birth to it because it was the conditions of police terror that gave rise to the resistance and the stand of Huey P. Newton to form that organization. And the terror still continues, and the resistance of African people, the organized resistance of African people, continues through the Uhuru movement. So in Oakland, we've seen just in June the imposition of a gang injunction, which really is a glorified restraining order put on African people in North Oakland. And this is part of the Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batt's escalation of the counterinsurgency war against the African community. We've talked a little bit about that gang injunction on this show, and we are going to be following up because they want to put other gang injunctions all throughout the city, and this just exacerbates already the conditions that African people face of martial law, of the police state. Oakland is also the place where the infamous murder of Oscar Grant took place on a Bay Area Rapid Transit subway platform at the Fruitvale BART station in Oakland. That happened on January 1st, 2009. There's been a groundswell of people resisting and challenging that police violence. Of course, Meserly was given involuntary manslaughter back in July, and the sentencing of Johannes Messerly, the white ex-BART cop that killed Oscar Grant while Oscar Grant was lying on his belly on the BART platform. The sentencing will take place in the first week in November. So there are lots of actions being held to challenge that, to make the public outcry, and we'll be reporting on those as well. I wanted to turn to a situation in Oakland that we haven't reported on so much, but it's the foreclosure situation. And a report just came out by the Alameda County, which is where we are located here in Oakland, the Alameda County Health Department, that's entitled Foreclosures Make Us Sick. So we're going to take a listen to the press conference that was held just on Friday regarding this topic.
Ole, 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 si se puede. Ole, 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 si se puede.
50-year-old Gilbert Aguilar lives in a one-bedroom rental apartment in East Oakland. 6 months ago, his home went into foreclosure, and the bank that took it over became his new landlord. The bank would not pick up his utility bills, and he couldn't afford to pay them.
Fighting foreclosure.
It's caused health issues for me, and I'm sure there's other people as well out there. That's why reason why I went to Just Cause. We are helping me presently, and it's been a great exposure, and I'm glad they are here.
The Foreclosures Makes Us Sick press conference, organized by Just Cause, highlighted how the high rate of foreclosures in some East and West Oakland communities had affected the health of their residents.
This report analyzes foreclosure data and research and findings from 388 surveys of residents in East and West Oakland. As the report points out, between 2006 and 2009, one in four mortgages in Oakland began to enter foreclosure, and communities of color were disproportionately hit. Among our survey findings, we found that, understandably, rates of stress, depression, and anxiety are over two times higher among foreclosed residents. Nearly 90% of foreclosed residents are struggling to make ends meet, having to choose between paying for food, housing, or health care. Almost one-third of tenants in foreclosed properties report they are living in substandard conditions with health risks due to mold, pests, and utility shutoffs.
Some of you may not know this, but right now we're standing in a hot spot of premature death in Alameda County. People who live in this community, on average, and this is factual, on average, die up to 10 years before other people in the county, 10 years earlier. We're also standing in a hot spot of home foreclosures. And that's not a coincidence. These two things are related. We've seen recently in the news, 5 years after Hurricane Katrina, the persistent legacy of that hurricane on the people of New Orleans. 5 years from now, we will still be dealing with the persistent legacy of this foreclosure crisis in Oakland. This will leave a legacy of poor health, of stress, of increased violence, and despair. Just as Hurricane Katrina ripped through New Orleans and the Gulf and exacted its greatest toll on vulnerable populations, we can predict the consequences of the foreclosure crisis because we've created hazardous social conditions in this community. So this report is groundbreaking.
CRC has documented that unfair bank practices have hit communities of color the hardest. In 2009, Oakland had nearly 22 properties in foreclosure per month for each loan modification made. This was much worse than the national average. In 2010, thousands of foreclosure notices have been filed on properties in Oakland, and the big banks led the way, with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Chase alone accounting for more than half of all foreclosure filings in the city.
Our communities have been targeted. We have been targeted. This is no mistake. And we can't treat it like it's blasé. We're fighting for our lives. When we don't have a home to stay and a right to stay in the places that we have grown up, we have been attacked. We want to talk about terrorism? Let's talk about terrorism in our communities.
All right. So that was Charlene Wedderburn, the last voice you heard of Just Cause Coalition in Oakland, talking about the terrorism that African and Latino families are facing by losing their homes and the targeting of their communities. So this is an important comparison that one of the speakers made between the situation in Oakland and other places and Hurricane Katrina. It's so relevant because the devastation, the persistent legacy, as was stated, of the foreclosure crisis has lasting effects on the health and well-being of African and Latino communities. This is a terrible, terrible situation that's been created by a social system that's fueled by greed and genocide of African and indigenous people. We can take the right stand. We can be a part of the solution. And I wanted to mention that one of the solutions to the crisis is the whole question of health and wellness led by the African community itself. I want to take a minute to put a plug in for an important event that's going to be held in Oakland to address the particular health crisis caused by the colonial conditions that African people face. This is an event that's sponsored by the African People's Education and Defense Fund called the Uhuru Wellness Festival Health Uprising, overturning the death verdict imposed on our African community. We must take control of health in our community. This will be an event on Saturday, October 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Arroyo Viejo Park, which is at 7701 Krause Avenue in Oakland. It's a free event, and it's for the African community and the community there in East Oakland. I really wanted to put it out because it's the kind of work that the Uhuru Movement, the African People's Education and Defense Fund in this case, is doing to provide community solutions to this devastation and crisis that you see. And North Americans, white people, must support these efforts. These are grassroots efforts. So support the African People's Education and Defense Fund. Support Uhuru Furniture and Collectibles, who is part of APDF and is putting on this health and wellness uprising, health uprising festival on October 9th. I wanted to point out that there's an article on San Francisco Chronicle, sfgate.com, entitled Foreclosures Can Make You Sick. And just to reiterate, one in four Oakland property owners received a notice of default on their mortgages. This is a scam. And residents in these Oakland neighborhoods in East and West Oakland just have seen this devastating their communities. And then what does the city do? But it tries to seek funding for more police, putting more African and Mexican people in prison. These conditions were created by this system, and we have a responsibility to take a stand, to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Go to uhurusolidarity.org, take the Pledge of Solidarity, and be a part of the solution. So next we will be listening to an interview with Wendy Craig, who is in the process of joining the African People's Solidarity Committee and is a member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, who is breaking ground in San Diego in building white solidarity with African liberation. Wendy came to the Uhuru Movement through her son, Xavier McGregor, who is a high school student at Lincoln High School. Xavier is a young African who met the Uhuru Movement and joined the African People's Socialist Party through his work with the African Revolutionary Student Organization. The Uhuru Movement, led by the African People's Socialist Party, has a deep and profound fraternal relationship with Unión del Barrio, a Mexican organization that has been struggling for the liberation of Mexican people on this side of the U.S. imperialist border, where Mexican people are catching hell from the Border Patrol and all kinds of police agencies. Unión de Barrio is in San Diego, and one of its organizers is a teacher at Lincoln High School, where Xavier was then introduced to the Uhuru movement. So through the political involvement of Xavier, Wendy Craig came to learn about the Uhuru movement, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and has since become an organizer in her own right, taking up the responsibility to build solidarity from the white community. She has been organizing nonstop and just recently brought a new active member into the work. All right, Uhuru. So I mentioned a little bit about how you found the Uhuru movement through your son. Can you say a little bit about why you then became so involved yourself?
Yes. Well, you know, my son was active in his Center for Social Justice at school, and he would invite me to different events. And as I went to these different events, and some were with members of the African People's Socialist Party, I just became really excited about the work that they were doing, and also the person my son was becoming through this work. So it was something that I wanted to do because for so many years, I had graduated out of a social justice program in my master's degree, but once I graduated out, there didn't seem to be an organization or a way for me to really make a difference in the community in a way that I felt was meaningful. When I was introduced to the Uhuru movement, it was one of those things where suddenly everything clicked, everything made sense, and this was exactly where I wanted to be. I understood and believed in African internationalism. I read everything the chairman wrote, and I read Penny's book, and it just made a lot of sense to me, and I was just very committed from that point forward.
Wonderful, Uhuru. It's very exciting to hear. So tell me about the event taking place for A Day in Solidarity with African People coming up less than 2 weeks on Thursday, September 16th.
Yes, I'm very excited about this event. It's the first event that I've really put on in San Diego. And we'll be having a three-hour program at the South Sudanese Community Center in San Diego. Penny Hess will be coming and speaking on the attack on in the African community. Sayali Moyenda from Impedum will come and speak about the scope of the Uhuru movement, and my son Xavier is going to be speaking about student activism in San Diego. I've been working with a gentleman named Walter Davis, and he's got an organization called the San Diego County Coalition. So I've joined that organization, and through him, we were able to get the South Sudanese Center, and through a former Impedum member who has just renewed his Impedum membership. His name is Tennessee, and he's been helping me with the entertainment and the sound system. So it's been kind of a group effort to put this day together, and we're hoping it's just going to be a really big success.
Excellent. That sounds very exciting. And can you tell me what has been the response? I know that early on you were really struggling to find North Americans, white people in San Diego who you felt would be open to this message, and I believe you found some. And so I was wondering what has been the response that you've seen from white people that you've met through your organizing work?
Yeah, I've discovered this whole interesting sector of white people that I didn't know existed. And it's been through contacts with the San Diego County Coalition, starting there and starting to go to just different meetings of different organizations. Like there's an organization called the San Diego 9/11 Truth Organization that's focusing on the whole 9/11 incident and working and campaigning for an investigation. That was one of the first meetings I went to, and I found a few people who were extremely receptive, had never heard of Uhuru Movement or Uhuru Solidarity, but they thought it was a really good movement, and I'm hoping to get a couple members from there as well. So one of the men from that particular organization took me me to another meeting at a Unitarian Universalist church, and I met with a group called Peace and Democracy Now, and so kind of got involved with a few people from there who then, you know, introduced me to a few more people, and it's kind of this snowball effect. And one of the other organizations I'm working with right now is actually a student-based organization, and it's really a San Diego coalition of students, faculty, labor, community people who are working towards the October 7th Day of Action in California, which is the next big event after this March 4th Day of Action that they had regarding budget cuts to education in California and the dismantling of the higher education system in California. So through this organization, I've met a lot of socialist groups and socialist organizations who are also interested, and they've taken my flyer, they're handing it out to people, some have promised to attend. So there's just, it's just this kind of snowball effect. Once I met a couple people, I met a few more, and it just has kept going from that point.
That's wonderful. That's really exciting. And I know, you know, you've really been taking on this work on your own, but you just recently recruited a new member to Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which is, you know, it is very significant is what I want to say. And so I just wanted you maybe to say something about that and just, you know, the prospects ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things that resulted by my joining the San Diego County Coalition was that I was asked to do a cable access show. So actually, my son Xavier and I went on to this cable access show, a 30-minute show. We were able to speak about Uhuru Solidarity and MPDUM and the work of the African People's Socialist Party. That show aired last week. And from that show, a man by the name of Jay Torrance watched the show, was completely intrigued, called the number on the screen, and the coalition put me in contact with him. We met a few days later, and he got it. He got the whole thing. He understood it. He understood the theory of African internationalism. He was not even, I didn't have to convince him of anything or encourage him to join. He said, sign me up, and he also has a lot of skills as a website developer, and he's offered to do a website for San Diego Uhuru Movement and Uhuru Solidarity so that we can have our own website with our own events and things going on. In addition, he's committed to going to producer training with our local cable television station, so that he can become a producer, and then through our coalition, we can do our own cable access show for Uhuru Solidarity. So not only did I get a new member, I got a new member who's ready, willing, and able to do many things and is extremely excited. And along with him, you know, because it's been a little bit of a lonely existence for me here in San Diego.
Right.
I've had... I mentioned one of the former MPDUM members who's, you know, joined up again. And then I have a new individual who's recently joined MPDUM. And so we've been kind of working together on different things. And they kind of were supporting me as I was trying to find members for Uhuru Solidarity. So it's been really nice.
Excellent.
And now I have our new member, Jay. And we're really excited to work together.
Great. Well, I really look forward to being down there in San Diego and meeting Jay. And just, you know, just to reiterate to people that there are active members of Uhuru Solidarity Movement. There's a place for people, for white people who want to be in solidarity with African liberation, who reject, you know, this system of genocide and oppression that supposedly benefits us, but we don't want those benefits. We want to be on the side of African and indigenous people, and it's just really great to hear the reports of all the work you've been doing, and we look forward to the event. Can you say just one more time how people can find out about the event and get in touch with you?
There is on the Uhuru News website, and also on the Uhuru Solidarity website, there is the event is listed, and there's an email address that you can click on and send an email, or I can be contacted at 619-252-1921. And I can talk to anybody who's interested in the event. And if you have a little more time, I just wanted to mention a couple other things.
Sure.
Because you did, I know, talk about Union del Barrio, and I wanted to show my appreciation to them because they have pledged their absolute support for me building an Uhuru Solidarity branch in San Diego. And we've participated in some events with them. Recently, we did a protest and a march against SB 1070, the Arizona anti-immigrant law, and we also participated in an event around the National Chicano Moratorium Day. And they asked that Penny come on September 15th to do a pledge of solidarity with the Union del Barrio's Mexican Independence Day event that will be happening the day before our day in solidarity with African people. So that's been really a great support to me as well as I'm trying to do this work in San Diego. And I want to mention one last thing is that we are working on a very ambitious event for a week in February with Chairman O'Malley. And Union del Barrio has already committed to doing a joint event with Chairman O'Malley. We have the San Diego State University African Student Union and MECHA who have committed to holding an event at San Diego State with Chairman O'Malley. I'm working with Lincoln High School African Revolutionary Student Organization to do a student event that would focus on organizing campus AISOs, African International Student Organizations, under the African People's Socialist Party. And then we'll be holding an event to do a Uhuru Solidarity membership drive as well. So right now, we have four events planned in San Diego for February with Chairman O'Malley, and we're kind of solidifying the dates. But that's a really exciting
venture
that we're trying to pull off and have a really great week of action.
Yeah, that is amazing. And just hats off to you, and you are not alone, and there are people joining. In fact, you can join as you're listening here, because anybody can join Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And so thank you so much, Wendy Craig. I am really looking forward to being in San Diego for this event, and we'll definitely report about the event after it happens. So, Uhuru.
Uhuru. Thank you.
It may have started with the Easter Bunny or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, a tooth fairy. From there we're forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary. One nation under God, why us? Don't question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians. From Latinos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings. And now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? Denier of the AIDS plague? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they trace the books I read. These lies got me surrounded. There's a war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lie's truth. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? They say milk does a body good. How so? It causes disease. Don't trust me? Read about BGH and RGF-1. The dairy industry has a stricken poison. Got milk? Better yet, how about? Got cancer? Got a sick prostate? And you're looking for answers? And why we trust the FDA to protect us? These mad cows are milking us all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals, children force vaccinations that carry plague and chemicals. Corporate thugs push drugs like evangelists push miracles. Monsanto, Bayer, Procter & Gamble. Fluoride in our water supply has got its own cockeyed, but still they lie, telling us it's for our own good. First Jews in Nazi prison camps, now it's in our hoods. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs and drones for these greedy corporate monsters. Feeding lies to the public, they love it with puppets, intimidated and controlled by color codes where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush and you're unpatriotic, even if you've never known a man this psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave, we become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? We saw the towers fall to ashes like they were laced with bombs. Are you sure only two planes did that harm? You told us Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. But there's no photos of parts, man. Plus the science is wrong. You let it happen like FDR did Pearl Harbor, so you could profit from war. Sort of like your father taking lies and oil in the name of freedom. Our innocent are either tortured, left homeless or bleeding. Death to America is what they scream while you preach freedom and the American dream. Troops dying, mothers crying, still trying to cope while you're denying that the dangers from Iraq was a hoax. You're not a man of the people, just a product of evil. Greed, power, and God, a combination is lethal. So deceitful is criminal, but soon the truth will rise. Lies.
Everything they said turns out to be a lie.
All right, Huru. So we just heard a song called Lies from Remo Conscious. And Remo Conscious is a hip-hop artist who is a North American, and he's been a longtime supporter of the Uhuru movement. So I thought that song was very relevant. Remo Conscious has also been an active supporter of the campaign to free Diop Oluwagbala and has dedicated some of the proceeds from his music sales to that effort to free Diop. So next we are really excited to be able to speak with Kateri Wostman. Did I say your name right, Kateri?
Wiesman,
I'm sorry. So we just got her on the line from Eugene, Oregon. And she is a relatively new member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And we're just really excited that she's on our coast now, because we, as you've heard on the show, have been building throughout the West Coast from the Pacific Northwest to San Diego and beyond. So, Kateri, I wondered if you could just say a little bit about how you met the Uhuru movement on the East Coast and why you joined Uhuru Solidarity.
Well, I suppose that I met up with it because I am from Lancaster City, which is like an hour and a half from Philly, and the movement's strong there. And my sister came. I'm not quite sure exactly how she first found out about it, but you know, we're not far from Philly, so it came around, and I found out from my sister, and then she had some Philly representatives come to our house and show a video about the Solidarity Movement and the party in general, African People's Socialist Party, and I saw a growing, an international group that addressed the problems I saw in the world and explained a lot of what I couldn't explain through exposing the actions of, for example, the CIA and our own government. And you know, I want to do something about it, you know.
Right.
So I wanted to join a group that was doing something about it and that was gaining international support and that was radical. It wasn't saying what a lot of the other progressive American groups are saying. You know, like, I worked a lot with the ACLU and I love them a lot, but it was still working within the judicial system that I saw as, you know, broken from the beginning. Even though I didn't know much about the group after just seeing that video, I actually joined that day because I knew enough to know that I wanted to support a movement by the people.
Right.
The victims of the counterinsurgency in my own country. And I love that the group supported and set up an example for other colonized people around the world and that they were working with them and that, you know, there was something happening here and it was international and I could do something. You know?
Yeah, right. Great. Yeah, I mean, I think that so many times we see groups that deal with the different effects of colonialism and imperialist system and don't address the root causes, which is really why I think people like yourself that really want to get, you know, pull up the roots of, you know, what has created all the problems, really appreciate hearing this analysis. So now you are in Eugene, Oregon. I kept saying you were in Portland because I think we got to get up there because I don't know my way around Oregon, and we really want to build in that state because there are so many white people who consider themselves progressive and need to be connected to this movement, need to be members of Uhuru Solidarity Movement. So can you say a little bit about what you've seen so far in Eugene and just maybe the prospects there for organizing solidarity from the white community?
Yeah, well, Eugene I haven't been here too long, so I'm still getting to know the community, but it opened my eyes to, it's opening my eyes to how most of America is, because I'm from a city, and I mean, Eugene's a city too, but like, there's a lot more space, it's a good thriving community. There's a lot here. There's resources for everything everyone needs. Like, there's the University of Oregon is in Eugene, and then you've got Lane Community College, which is actually a really big community college. And then all these, yeah, it's normal here to, liberalism, I guess, is normal, and to consider yourself progressive.
Mm-hmm.
They use that term a lot, and then I'll talk to people, and there's this defense of America that doesn't make sense a lot of the time to me.
Right.
But so they'll be very progressive and they'll say, you know, I'm against colonialism and I'm against you know, what the companies are doing. A lot of the times people aren't anti-capitalist, they're just like anti-corruption of companies. But then, you know, I argue with them, but so there's definitely potential for exposing the United States government and its counterinsurgencies, and recognizing them as counterinsurgencies. Like, there's a lot of, you know, anti-Iraq war and not enough anti-Afghanistan war. But, I mean, I would like to change those names, you know, because it totally takes the blame away from our country. We always label the wars after the country that we're invading.
Exactly. It's a U.S. war on all these places. Yeah.
But when the people are sweet and they're shielded, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, we can definitely, there's definitely potential here to tear down that shield.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that is just, that's very exciting, because I think that most, you know, North Americans who are honest and take a look at the U.S. wars can really see that there is prosperity in the white community. I mean, even, you know, like you're saying, Portland, I mean, Eugene is a city, but it's not like a city like Philadelphia, you know, it's not like a city even like Oakland, And I'm sure that the Mexican and African population does not live in that same nice little reality, you know, that white people live in that area. And, you know, we're sitting on this stolen land where the Mexican population is catching hell from the Border Patrol and African people everywhere, you know, even in Oregon are catching the brunt of the war, the counterinsurgency on the African community. So I know that there's going to be a lot uncovered. I think you mentioned something about the prison system of Oregon. I mean, it's not far away from the prison system in California, I'm sure.
Oh, and, yeah, I'm sure it's what's funding, you know, this nice, cute little community that everyone's so content in.
Yeah. So, you know, I really appreciate that we're in touch, and we're going to grow the membership all throughout this West Coast, and we're going to make plans to come up there to help you organize in Eugene, and if there's any possible way for you to come down for the event, A Day in Solidarity with African People, we can keep talking about that. Maybe we can figure out, you know, maybe we can meet someone through this process who can help make that happen. But in any case, it's great to make contact with you, Kateri, and you are not alone. We are building the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah.
All right, Uhuru. Thanks, Kateri. All right, so we are just about to end our program. Please get in touch with us at oakland@uhurusolidarity.org. Check out our event coming up on Thursday, September 16th in San Diego, and Sunday, September 19th in Oakland. Uhuru.
Look.